It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
What's up, Kari?
Trying to mix it up.
Oh, okay. We should do it every show.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Kari?
Yeah. What's up? Just say like aggressive.
What's up?
Oh.
Was that aggressive?
No.
I wasn't intimidating?
No. Oh, it sounded like a sneeze, kind of. What's up?
What's up?
Possibly.
Possibly. We have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Yeah.
Who is your guest that you brought to this table of mine?
His name is Tim.
Tim? Tim what?
Tim Melody.
Okay.
I think he's harmonious.
No, not really.
It was a pun.
I guess we got 30 minutes to figure it out.
Oh no.
Let me be the judge. You be the judge.
What does that mean when people say Whistling Dixie? Is that like an army song?
That.
Yeah. I told you he's freaking harmonious.
There you go.
Oh,
there
am I supposed go. To not cuss today? Okay. This is going to be another
freaking.
I know.
You're doing well. I'm actually proud of you.
Yes, I was told to tone down my effing language.
Baby steps.
Yes.
By whom? Everyone?
Oh. Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's quite refreshing, actually.
Cuss like a sailor.
He cuss like a something. I don't know if sailor's the right word.
Maybe I should go on America's Got Talent.
I thought you were going on American Ninja Warrior, which, by the way, I saw as casting.
So, I am, because I hurt my hip and my leg, and I don't know what happened, and everyone said, what happened? So I had to come up with something, and it was me qualifying for American Ninja Warrior. Like, yeah, skills.
Oh, when you fell off the wall?
I don't know what I was doing.
Or the wagon.
Oh,
the wagon wall.
All the things.
Really. Yeah. Well,
fell from grace.
Did it hurt?
Oh,
when you
that's
fall
this.
Off
long
of
way
American
down.
Ninja Warrior's wall.
But I want to say, really I did qualify, though.
That's not really the pickup point heaven is. Doesn't sound good. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Did it hurt when you fell off the wall of American Ninja Warrior?
That's assuming I ever made it to heaven, honey.
Whatever. Tim, what do you do? Tell
Me?
Us about yourself. Yes.
He handles his wood.
Very well, actually.
Wood handler. Okay.
Yeah, wood handler. Many years experience.
I wish you would. Someone's got to do it.
For real.
Me?
Yeah, mansplain.
Woodworker.
Hmm. Well, it was pretty accurate the first
there
time.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Ooh, probably 47 years.
Okay.
Long
so
time.
You're past your apprenticeship. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. What is fascinating? I actually really liked shop in junior high and high school.
So did I.
I made a little car.
I made a bong, just being honest with you.
Right?
There you go. You can, yeah.
Yeah, out of bamboo. It was...
A bamboo bong?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is bamboo, like, really heat resistant?
Heat and water resistant.
Isn't it, like, the hardest wood or one of the hardest?
It's one of the hardest woods in the world. One of.
Is oak the hardest?
No, not even close.
Oh, what's the hardest wood?
One of the hardest woods... would be in what they call the Delbergia family, and those are rosewoods.
Anybody single in that family? I'm
Nah. And then you have your ebonies and
whoa,
yeah,
ebony, okay.
And ipé and stuff like that. But yeah, some of these woods are highly toxic, so you have to be careful with
I guess oak, because there's that saying that your word is as strong as oak or whatever. Apparently, that's not.
So it means. Then. So it means you know, it's. Fairly strong.
Is oak just the most well-known? So
oak
like,
in
let's
the,
choose that.
But I think it's
oaks
cheaper than
the,
bamboo.
No, bamboo is super cheap. And a lot of it's actually grown in Georgia. People don't realize that.
Is it easy to grow bamboo? Because think about it.
Yeah,
I
it
gifted
is.
Someone a bamboo plant.
There's bamboo
it
in
is.
The park by my
yeah.
house.
There,
yeah.
See?
And it's invasive as heck. In other words, you plant it where there's plenty of water.
Yeah.
You're going to have a fight on your hands in a couple years.
Well, it
will take
it
over.
Ditch.
Yeah, it'll take over an area.
Bamboo.
Cool though, super cool.
It's a spooky plant.
It is. It makes
so is
creepy
there...
noises
boom.
At night.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever
make
heard
my knees when
you make
walk.
A maze, kind of like corn,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you've heard bamboo chimes before,
yeah,
right? They have
I think
a kind
I have
of a cool, clickety-clackety sound to them. Well, imagine an entire growth behind your house of that. It's kind of creepy at night.
It's already creepy outside my house. There's many critters.
You have a lot of animals going on. Would you say there's a lot of money in bamboo? Because I have a friend who recently said it's growing by her house, and if we...
Well,
can we move it, though? Like, if it grows that good, can I uproot it and...
Well, from what I understand, it grows a lot like aspen trees. It becomes a giant organism on the property. So the root system, from what I understand,
so
they're all tied together.
Is it against the law to steal plants from a park?
I think.
Oh yeah, from a
property.
Park. Yeah, yeah. They kind of frown on that.
I mean, you could always be like, "I paid for this with my tax money," but they'd still arrest you.
Fine you.
Is that what you sound like?
Yeah. Well, it's my impression of you stealing bamboo plants, so we can't really say yes or no.
Your voice changes.
Yeah. I'm a thief. I'm a bamboo thief.
Maybe sound like a little mouse.
If you were to try to utilize it to turn a profit off of it, the way it would grow around here would be a much smaller diameter bamboo.
Is there a black
bamboo
market for bamboo?
That's what I'm getting at.
Possibly. You at best be able to use it for, like, plant steaks. In Georgia, though, it gets huge in diameter, and don't even go there. But the point is that it gets super tall, super strong. Super strong, and they use it for all kinds of stuff. For what are those orchid vases and stuff like that?
Yeah,
super cool. A lot of strength to it.
We just found our niche in organized crime.
Yeah, we did.
There goes the voice again. I don't think I can imitate.
Black market and bamboo.
Black market bamboo voice.
That's our calling, man.
Well, I think in the last episode I was doing
the accents.
Yeah, I was doing all the accents. So that's my impression of you stealing bamboo. Cool.
Okay,
what is your favorite wood to work with?
Mine?
Yeah. My brother does the big windows in Phoenix. He makes all of those, and he does a lot of wood.
As opposed to tiny windows,
I feel like his was like mahogany or something.
So mahogany is beautiful, but we don't have the best mahogany available anymore. Mm-hmm. That's known as the king's wood, and that actually comes from Cuba. Hmm. So apparently, we ticked them off. I don't know, a few decades back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anymore, it's probably Philippine mahogany or something like that, which is not a super hardwood compared to the old king's wood. Yeah. Okay. And the king's wood, if you got caught harvesting that way back in the day on the king's land, that's why it's the king's wood, you'd be put to death. So furniture made from
seriously.
That. Yeah, furniture made from that. The stuff before the 1950s is super valuable.
Dang.
Yeah. Stuff today is kind of meh.
Yeah.
Not too expensive.
Would you know it if you saw it?
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah.
I can't identify wood at all.
I used to be excellent at it, but...
Where'd the term knock on wood come from?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. How does that relate to good luck or whatever? You know, I really don't know.
That's a counter. Like, you want to counter your jinx, right?
I think so.
Because if you say something, you want to...
Send the direction of the wood?
Well, this is probably particle wood or something.
Probably MDF with formica.
Well, sorry we couldn't have sat at a...
No, if I have my preference, it's probably ebony. Working with ebony, but it's...
I've never even heard of that.
Up to $200 a board foot, so I don't mess with it much anymore.
Wow. What's the coolest thing you've ever made, other than the
me?
Bomb?
Well, I mean, I did furniture restoration for decades, and some of the pieces I worked with were from the late 1600s out of, I think it was Maine and places like that, where I had to restore them but use all the original finishes, glues, everything. And so that was wonderful. And when someone puts that trust in you to restore, not refinish.
A fancy piece.
Yeah, that means something.
It's flattering.
Yeah.
No one would ever have me fix anything like that.
Well, and it was scary because they were actually attorneys I was doing it for, two of the biggest attorneys in Durango. And I remember thinking, did I do my contract right? I was scared to death. But no, they loved it, sent me more work, so...
Cool.
I'm going to have to call them again.
I should call them.
I'll do barter. No.
Everyone should do barter. I don't know.
Like barter it. System?
Shit, yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Well, you do that in your work.
I do.
In your life, so.
I do.
Okay, I don't have any.
I will exchange services.
I will.
Not even lie about it.
Invoice. I have nothing.
I have nothing. Oh, you know what I did, though? When I was a teenager and I made poor choices, I don't do that anymore, though. We would work, and then it was like a plaza. And I figured out, I started it. Everyone was trading everything. So I worked at a theater, and across the street was a restaurant. I'm like, 2 movie passes for a couple appetizers? Deal. And then around the corner was a Baskin-Robbins. Like, movie passes? Yeah. Ice cream cake? Deal. So everyone started. I mean, none of the bosses knew, but all the employees were throwing a mean side hustle.
Well, they know now, don't they?
Yeah. Got a whole system. Good thing it's been a few years.
And I'm like, I wonder if people still do that. But yeah,
Yeah, that's genius.
Especially everyone gets like... Just give them one little handful of movie popcorn. They're hooked. They want the whole bag. I'm like, what's in it for me?
Yeah, I don't like popcorn.
You don't, for real?
No, I've never...
Been a fan?
She also likes floppy bacon.
I do.
You like chewy bacon?
I can't do it. It makes me feel...
I like weird things, though. And it all comes from my parents. Like, I like buttermilk, just straight out the glass.
Ugh.
Delicious.
I don't think I've ever had
bacon. I had an ex that would sit there and chug a glass of buttermilk. Yep. And I remember thinking...
Is that why you broke up?
That could be part of it.
It was more like drawn.
It was not, it had the consistency of pancake batter or crepe batter. And I remember like
I just took a drink of my beer and imagined that texture.
Oh god.
Do I have my own button for
delicious.
That yet?
No.
We have a button maker noise thingy.
Well, I don't, but someone does.
Yeah, Judy has her little bird. And I want the button.
Oh, that's what all those little cool colored buttons are.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of like
sound effects.
Applause and applause. Crickets, applause, things like that.
But we have applause. Somebody does? Applause? We had to make one up. I see. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, the thought of drinking something that thick is...
Well, eggnog as well.
That's another shit.
You don't like eggnog?
I knew you would. If you like buttermilk, you're going to like eggnog.
I can't even smell that shit.
Yeah.
It's just because it has, what is it, bourbon or what is it in there?
Yeah, it's nutmeggy and delicious.
I like the nutmeg part, but that alcohol part that's in there is back to the whoop,
That was a terrible whoop.
Well, that's
just saying.
We all have our own.
I'm a critic, right?
Yeah.
My whoop.
Of my whoop.
You made me do a horse impression last night, and that did not go well at all.
You made her do a horse impression?
Yeah, at Lauder, or somewhere else. I don't know.
Somewhere else? Oh,
all over the place. But it's I can't do any. Well, I can do my dad, and that's terrible. Because I don't know how many times I would get in trouble. This is by far the stupidest thing you have ever done. You said that last week. But, I mean, the bus is leaving. It was getting the car. Like, I could, Can you imitate your parents? And not only did they all ruin our palate, right? Like, what did you say? Your parents put saltines in milk?
No, it was my mother when she was on an extreme budget raising 4 boys on her own. So we were like, we got food.
Well,
and it was powdered milk and saltines.
My mom, yeah. We don't have peanut butter and jelly. Slap some oatmeal on that and call it good to go. Oatmeal's cheap.
I used to like powdered milk. I just have not thought about that until
I don't think I've ever
you
had
said
it.
That just now. You never had it?
Now I'm realizing maybe my parents sheltered me. Actually, I'm just a very, very picky.
I don't think it's sheltered. I think it's just you do with what you got.
But there's some stuff like I've never even had it just because I'm repulsed by the smell.
Commodity cheese.
Oh, it's the best ever.
Devil's eggs. Can't even smell those things.
Oh, it's weird you bring
deviled
that up.
Deviled eggs?
I'm
oh
pretty
my
sure it's
god, I love those.
Either today
I've never
or yesterday
even had one
deviled
just because of the smell.
Oh, really?
What? So, guys. Yeah, if something just smells wrong, I will not even.
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you do potato salad?
Nope.
Because the deviled eggs in it, basically.
Yeah. It's
freaking love that.
Nope.
I mean, killer deviled eggs.
Yeah, I basically tell people don't try and feed me ever. It makes it awkward for everyone around.
So, what do you like? Pasta noodles with butter and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I love mac and cheese, and everyone's like, "Oh, I made you mac and cheese," and I'm all excited. And I get over there, and there's like green chili or something, and they're all, "Whoa, hold up."
Yeah. my mom always told me if it's green and slimy, don't put it in your mouth. I don't know. Just kind of going with that.
She's talking about a booger.
Oh, I thought it was green chili. No, I'm kidding. No, I've learned to like it
I
now.
I feel like so dissing all. Wait, what?
I've learned to like it now, but that took over a decade. Yeah, in time, you know. Palette changes. Palette changes, what, every 7 years?
That's nasty shit.
I've heard that too. I also heard today, because we were talking about Kevin Bacon a couple weeks ago, that there was a huge pig in Pennsylvania named Kevin Bacon that escaped its farm and went around to all these other farms, like
breeding with everybody.
Yeah, like,
oh no,
eating
like Kevin Bacon,
having relations, and yeah, so. And then to get Kevin, they put Benadryl on some pancakes and put it next to the pen, and he ate them and fell asleep.
And then he became Bacon.
And then he, I don't know what they did with him. I quit reading. That was the end of the story That was that was the end of the story for me. But
yeah, we had a pig on the farm when I was a little kid in Iowa, and his name was Playboy for good reason. Highly intelligent. And he would make his way out and go visit all the sows. And, boy, we had piglets everywhere, and they all looked like Playboy. But they eventually caught Playboy. And I remember one morning before I went back to my family, they served Playboy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I remember eating the bacon, thinking it was amazing. And then I heard that. How's Playboy taste? And I remember thinking, you know, as a young kid, because I related that to something else.
Yeah. But, so the other pigs tasted tenderized?
I just, yeah, he was, yeah, he was, yeah. Poor Playboy.
My marriage.
Do you think the sexual, your marriage?
I just looked at you and said that. God, they're contagious.
Snap.
God. I'm just racking up the husbands.
My parents, good Lord. Never had animals that we ate, so thank you for that.
I think we did. We just weren't told about it.
Oh, well, we definitely didn't. So.
Well, I always felt it was somewhat twisted for young folks when I was in Oklahoma doing the FFA thing.
Yeah,
they raised this thing like a pet, you know, your
Made
cute Angus, and then watch it get sold knowing where it's going.
Yeah,
and it just, it'd be like, to me, it'd be like raising your dog than selling it to a
terrible thought. Do you think
family?
Dahmer like gave him a name and like made his people like name and pets?
I think he already had names, but you know, so he didn't feel as guilty. He didn't rear him, you know.
I don't know. So he just ate him with. Okay, I'm gonna process what I'm trying to say.
I didn't get there. Normally I can get there, but I didn't get there.
Dahmer.
I just went off.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other sound effect we were talking about.
Oh, Jeffrey.
You did it again.
What sound is it?
The slap.
Oh.
We can't make a slap sound.
Like an onomatopoeia
like a
slap
pew!
Sound.
That thing just flew and a whoosh, like something was thrown. Yeah, but what's a slap?
That's
you can't do it with your hands. It's got to be an oral slap.
Oral slap?
Yeah,
it's an audio oral slap. We can't do it.
I can make like, what was it? The clawed, like
yeah.
A claw? Not the claw, like the horse thing.
Hidesnails.
Yeah.
Clawed.
Yeah.
We can't make a slap. We aren't on a mission to make a slap.
Yeah.
If
we keep trying.
I'm just going to go slap some people and just get more samples.
I'm sure you can, find that sample somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure you could look it up on YouTube and they'd be like, put your tongue
porn.
Like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was a kid, you would have heard that sound effect constantly. So, yeah.
Boys were so good at, like, gun noises and
effects. And cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we were. I mean,
yeah. I remember my brother being like, like whatever, and I'm like, I can't do that, obviously.
Yeah, I remember that. My brother's insane. They're little micro machines.
I remember micro machines.
Yeah. I was a little old for them by the time they came out, though. But yeah, but I enjoyed watching my little brother play with them.
Well, then they were even smaller to you.
They were. Yeah, they were like super micro
super
machines. Yeah.
Macro. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what comes after micro.
Yeah, I used to.
What does come after micro?
Well, no one knows. We'll never know.
Who knows?
We'll never know.
I used to know that when I was in school, but it's been a spell.
This is what happens on our show. We go off on the weirdest tangents and we ask questions.
And then we don't
know
the answer.
You did go off on Dahmer, so.
Yeah, you did do that.
Oh,
you did,
that was me.
Playboy the pig, too.
Yeah, we actually veered back into.
I am the one that kind of gets off topic.
A little bit, and that's okay. That's cool.
I get surprised even. Some of the shit that comes out of my mouth.
Where the hell did that come from?
And then some of the things that come out of my mouth, I'm all, shit, I just said that. Because I've said some very awkward things. That thing in the group text, that was terrible.
About my soup?
Oh, no.
I'm like, that wasn't that bad.
It was her place of employment thing. It was poorly timed.
Oh, yeah, that was terribly timed. I can't even bring that up. That's horrible.
So, it was totally like I don't mean to, and I did that yesterday to somebody also. I didn't mean to call her fat, but I did.
Oh, ow. Yeah. Why did they call it body shaming?
I had just met her, bless her heart.
Well,
was that the one passing gas in the interview?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Whoopsie.
Oh, yeah. I see. I thought you went somewhere about Taco Bell or something with her.
Going over, insurance plans, and she said something around, look at this one very, very carefully because it does not cover heart attacks and strokes. And I said, and that's Americans' most problem because they're all fat and obese and eat terrible food. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, well, I know that because I had to look into it. And I was like, oh.
You didn't buy that insurance plan. That's probably for the best.
But yeah, basically, I was like, well, everyone's fat. She's like, well, I looked into it because I needed to find out. I was like, oh, my bad. But you could see the way she looked at me. And I was like, well, apparently you eat like shit. You're gassy.
It's bad choice of breakfast.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I get awkward sometimes.
Know your body.
I went to Subway yesterday because it sounded great. And I was like, I'm going to get a foot long. And I'm going to eat the rest of it later, right? Well, it's buy one, get one free. So I have a foot long that Subway sandwiches don't keep.
No.
So I went to go eat today at lunch and it was a soupy mess. But the fat part of me, I still ate it. So I'm going to need to look into that policy myself. That's my point. Because I could hear a voice in the back of my head saying, it's free! Eat it! Yeah,
it doesn't count.
We don't waste anything. It doesn't count.
Waste not, want not.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Where did that term come
waste
from?
Waste not, or, want not.
It was my grandma that always said that to me, and I'd be like,
I feel like I'm always saying
starving kids in Africa. I heard that one all the time.
Well, that's true. And that makes sense. We can all get on board with that.
True.
I once sponsored a kid when I was just out of high school, 19 maybe, and they got me on one of those sad stories. No, it was actually a concert at the Civic Center, like a Christian concert, and they set up right outside the door, and the person I was going with stood me up, and so A, I was at a Christian concert, B, I was alone and vulnerable, and so I walk out of the concert, and I'm like, yes.
So you adopted a kid.
I was alone. Yes, I adopted a kid, and then I paid 1 month for that child. That child wrote me a letter, and before that letter got to me, I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, no.
And so I cried so hard. I had to call and cancel this for this child, and I had to lie.
Well, they didn't make you speak to the child.
Oh, I mean, you would have thought by my tears that they would have. I felt so freaking guilty.
That would have been awkward.
And that's why I don't have kids.
No, sorry, the 49 cents. <just, laughs>
What if I decided not to sponsor you anymore?
All because
someone stood me up. Yeah. I used to not be able to go into like Altel or like phone stores because I would get bamboozled. I've come a long way. I was one of those people, like, if you took me to a timeshare, I didn't fucking have a timeshare. I'd still have it because you can't get rid of those ever.
No, apparently you can't.
Apparently they're like...
I made a lot of money off those, but doing the furniture for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'd imagine so. But
so how are you not married?
No one wants it. Give it away over here.
Because I'm like, well, if you do that stuff so easy, you adopt a kid and you get a timeshare. I mean, I would think that you're I'll marry you.
I don't have commitment issues. That's not it. I don't know, man.
She'll move.
I will relocate.
She's very willing to relocate.
Does it say that on the marriage vows or something like that?
Yeah,
willing to relocate.
Yeah, check these
boxes.
Like
your sales pitch. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess some weird mixture of...
I've never been on one of those dating sites, but imagine if somebody was on there and their first thing's like, willing to relocate. They'd be like, uh-uh. Like, are wouldn't that be a red flag if you were, like, talking to somebody or dating somebody? Like, hey, I'll relocate with you. Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah. I think you can get to that answer without actually saying it. I think you can skirt around that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that always changes, you know. It's up for... For a later conversation?
I did.
Yeah.
I did do the dating site at the behest of my family while I was in Florida. And it was that Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It was more like Plenty of Red Flags because when everyone that I saw, don't get me wrong, some nice looking ladies and stuff, but so many of them had like issues with pharmaceuticals and wine and lots of cats. And to me, if you have more than four cats, probably not going to date because when the cat takes over my pillow at night and I'm told that just leave them there. You know,
I love it when dudes imitate women's voices.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, after a while, that cat and I didn't get along. Now, I never offed any of them, but it did cross my mind.
So, in
the
this,
cats, that is.
In this totally hypothetical, very specific situation, how many cats were there in that situation?
More than four.
One of them, the gal that was, this was interesting. After dating her for a very short time, I found out she was part of the psychic network, right, out of California. And what I found amazing was, and I knew she was fraud, was that she did not see the breakup coming, you know, because she had like, I think she had like six or seven cats when we went in her house. And yes, it smelled like a litter box. And when I laid on the pillow one night in her room, there was kitty litter on the pillow.
Stuck in the paws?
Exactly. Because the litter box was like 5 feet from the bed. So they would leave the litter box, make two jumps, be on my pillow. And I think that was their way of saying, get out, you know? Because, when we broke up, I just really, that kept going through my mind. You didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you're a fraud because how did you not know this? Yeah,
clearly not very psychic.
No. So, yeah, but a lot of cats means they really don't need you because the cats come first. Right. That's what I've run across more than once. So if I see multiple cats in a house, like multiple, I don't know.
It's a cat flag.
It is a cat flag.
Yeah,
it's a furry flag.
What are the red flags?
Other like, red flags?
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone has different red flags, right? Like, I'm nail biter, we're done. Yeah.
Like, and you're talking about icks.
Like, no, I know that's an ick, but it's also like a, I don't know, nervous little thing. But it's also like they're unsanitary.
I wouldn't consider that a red flag.
But it shows they're unsanitary.
Oh, damn. And I just told you earlier, as of recent, I got all nervous and started biting my nails again. And you're all like,
I know, which is a contradiction because I eat my lips.
Yeah, hello. And you're, yes, exactly. So, I don't know. I think
lip eater.
Red flags are kind of each person's prerogative.
Well, and I think more of red flags is something that's like fundamental or like something that's detrimental
to. Okay, so nail biting's an icky.
Yeah. I think like there's levels to this shit and ick is like here.
Okay, red flag. Living with your mom. Final answer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In your 40s in her basement. Mm.
Icky. Yeah. Baby talking on the phone to their mother or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Maybe not. Maybe that's a red flag. Never mind. I take that
would,
part back.
I mean, depends how old they are.
I feel like we could have a whole show on freaking red flags.
Yeah.
Like all the red flags because they're different for
everybody.
Like, you're a dude, I'm a chick, she's a chick, I think. I don't know, everyone's got different, not that I think.
No, I'm
chick.
Like, what?
I was saying, he's a dude, I'm a chick, you're a chick, I think it's different for the gender.
Right.
But then I stopped after the word I think because you made a face, I don't know.
Well, I think my biggest red flag is somebody that is super insecure and has control issues.
Yeah.
For me, I'm kind of like, hey, listen.
But you don't identify that until you're already like, I don't know.
Well, there you go. So unfortunately, we assume that when you meet somebody that things are going great and everything, but you start to notice things after a while. Like little things would drive me nuts. Like someone breathing heavily while they're eating with their mouth wide open. That kind of freaks me out. Don't know why. Thanks, Mom, I guess. I don't know. But that's strange for me. And then I like to think, well, maybe they have a medical condition. They can't breathe through their nose. But no, that kind of...
You just hand them some Afrin and a napkin.
Yeah. Go take care of that in the restroom.
Get your shit together, man.
Don't blow your nose at the dinner table with me. That just really rudes me out. But because then, my mind starts going wild. But no, I don't know. When someone starts to control or try to reshape you... then they weren't really interested in you to begin with.
I can't even control me, so good luck to somebody else.
Well put, exactly.
What'd you say?
They're interested in the idea of you.
Of you. As long as they can control that idea.
As long as you fit in this.
Yes.
Yeah,
and at that point, you're kind of like...
just sticking out with any...
Yeah, it's not going to work.
But, Well, this has been fun. Do you have any parting words? It goes by fast.
It does go by fast. And now I want a whole show on freaking red flags. And I want everyone, to answer on the Facebook.
Okay.
Let's have one. Somebody's going to do it.
Next episode, we'll talk about red flags.
We are.
You're more than welcome to join us again, Tim.
Well, I appreciate that. This is
we love the male perspective.
Fun.
Yeah.
And do you now?
Yeah, she really does.
Wait, what happened? What'd she say? What
I said, she really does. I do too.
Who's she what?
Okay. Well, I guess that closes that, doesn't it?
Thanks for joining us.
I always feel like, I don't know. I used to always want to be on the radio, and I always want to, like, join us next week for talk about red flags. And probably not buttermilk, because everyone got grossed out.
Do a closing.
So.
Yeah. Best, your best I mean, sultry like, closing. Do
oh,
it.
No, I'm not sultry closing. No, no, no. I can't do
sultry
it.
Closing.
Everyone will fall in love with me. But I want little bells over here. Like on Greece? Or
oh, oh, yeah, the little xylophones. No, I'm going to get you a xylophone.
Oh, please do.
That would be so fun.
See you next week, guys.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, dammit. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.